Are we recording?
We are now recording. It is actually recording. I hit record. The red thing means record. It's got a countdown thingy saying, or count up rather, saying, I've been recording for this many seconds.
And how many times have you not gotten the audio?
Second, two times out of how many? I see you don't offer to help to, like, do it at all.
Because I'm a mechanic, not an audio guy.
Whatever.
That was a good movie.
Yes, what did we just see, though?
Spoilers. The cat lives?
Yes.
Do not worry about the cat.
Don't worry about the cat.
We were worried. I was so worried that the cat was going to get squished and eaten so hard. Quiet Place, day one.
Yes, and we're going into this because you all have seen A Quiet Place, the first movie that came out.
And I wanted to see it so many times, and then, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to watch it now. And it's like, okay, that's like 35 whiskeys in. I'm going to bed instead.
Yeah.
You know, it's been that kind of thing.
But you've seen it. Georgia is in the backseat. She's seen it. I have not seen it. So this was my first experience with the Quiet Place.
You do not need to see. But also, we have not seen A Quiet Place Part 2.
Truth.
We have not seen it. I want to see it.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I felt like this seemed like a good intro, knowing I haven't seen the second movie. I kind of...
It's a prequel.
Know things about it. But
so, spoilers for A Quiet Place Part 1. It doesn't take place on day one. This takes place on day one. And that's the premises. Ugh.
Premises.
Ugh. I just had a knee replacement 4 weeks ago, plus 3 days. And sitting that long does not do well for me.
You know, it did do well for you. Me jumping.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah. You like
jump scares galore.
Yeah.
But not overly done.
No gore.
And way less gore than the first Quiet Place, for sure.
Oh, okay. Well,
way bigger budget.
This one had way bigger budget?
Oh, my God.
Really? That's interesting.
Much bigger budget. So we have one person who hasn't seen any of them. This is our first try on this one. Yeah.
First foray.
And I'm going to rate this one right off the bat.
Go.
9 out of 10 Friskies cans.
Yeah, I recognize those cans. The ones that our cat barely eats.
Dude!
Yeah, I felt that deep inside. If Bill was
our
with us,
cat would have murdered us because he won't shut up.
Yeah, our cat, yeah, he'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. And but the cat was awesome. Therapy cat.
Yeah, on a leash. I was impressed.
Dude, underwater.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yep.
Survives.
Good cat.
Lupita Nyong'o, great performance.
Oh, she's great.
Subtle performance. Not over the top, just good.
Yeah, and you had given me a hint. Like you had said, people who saw A Quiet Place, either of the other two movies in the theater, would all get really super quiet and even stop eating their popcorn and concessions because it was making noise. I felt that. I was like trying to drink my water super quiet.
Yeah, people were like being quiet at the Alamo even, and there was one blonde chick, super loud blonde chick,
stomping way down the stairs. Like, also, dude. Georgia and I heard it. I'm sure you probably did too. Music coming from the theater next door.
Because like, it was so quiet. That was so good.
I'm definitely getting Stranger Things
from the design, similarities for
from
sure.
The monster design.
And that was the. And I've seen some things about that from the original Quiet Place. Because you see that same monster design in that. And that wasn't done until after Quiet Place had finished filming.
Mm.
Like, they could not figure out how to do it until they were doing post. And, like, how do we do this? And, like, something that opens up and it's all ears and it's cochlear and yeah. It just pulls in the sound. Still, I haven't seen Quiet Place Part 2. So I don't know if there's anything in there. But we don't know why they're there.
Nope. I was, I told you both, me being the fan of the Alien franchise and Ripley, of course, I was like, all right, I do at some point want Ripley, some kind of Ripley action to just come in and
just
decimate all the aliens.
Murderize everybody.
They'd be like, how dare you? You know, because yeah. they're basically predators on anything that's making noise.
So Georgia, her biggest thing was, disclaimer at the beginning, the cat lives.
Yeah, so...
That was her biggest complaint.
Yes.
Fine.
K. cat is a great character.
The cat is a great character. Kudos to having a cat instead of a dog.
Well, a dog would be killed right away.
Dude.
I mean, they'd bark at it and be like, bleh. Yeah, cats, you know, especially in cats not like
He's
our
like,
cat.
He knew. He was like, I'm out of my depth. I'm just going to sit here and be silent.
Although he did, you know...
Hit the jingle bell.
Hit the jingle bell.
What do you think? So you were just in New York yesterday.
I was. I will admit...
It takes place in New York, by the way.
I was keeping an eye out for anything that looked similar. I might have caught a couple things. I was only in one little part of New York in Midtown. I really liked it. I like movies that don't try to do too much. You had mentioned earlier, Inside, it is a great premise. It's a great premise.
Yeah.
Because you start thinking, I mean, we've already mentioned our cat, but you do start thinking of all, like,
everything,
okay, what would
sense.
What would I do? How would I live? Where I live? Could I be quiet enough?
Same.
Right?
So I would totally die.
Well, and then I kept thinking, Willis talks in his sleep. He's dead. I was like, no.
He totally talks in his sleep.
Yeah. We're all toast.
My joints are that loud.
Yeah, Dad just sighs loud just because. Yeah. So, but yeah, I liked it. So, yeah, I'd probably give it... I think I'll give it a solid... I'm going to go with 9. I'll go 9 out of 10. I'm going to think of my rate of measure here. 9 out of 10 luggage wheels.
Ugh.
Dude, that scene...
Leave your luggage behind.
As soon as they start seeing the whole mass of people, I'm like, no. Block at least a couple blocks over. Get away from this. Because of course they're going to make noise. All about those footfalls. Nobody's... They were trying to be quiet, but they weren't really trying.
I was thinking 9 out of 10 pieces of pizza, but I don't like New York pizza. I don't like it. New York pizza is overrated. New York is overrated. New York's a piece of crap fascist state.
I don't know what you're leaning toward, but you might
say
that.
I don't think anyone's offended by anything you said.
Only New Yorkers. Only New Yorkers.
I think they don't care.
They care. I had some great pizza at a little place called Norma, Hell's Kitchen, Norma, and it was lovely.
They care.
And it was margarita pizza.
You care.
No, they care. Trust me. I've met enough New Yorkers. They care. And guess what? It's a piece of crap place. Anyway.
The cat liked the pizza.
Anyway. The premise is good. Execution is key. So you can have a great premise. Think of a bad movie that had a great premise. But it was a bad movie. But it was like poorly edited, poor sound design, or whatever.
Yes, it was good.
This one was really well edited, well acted, and it wasn't too long. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's just
hour and a half ish.
Just long enough.
Hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah. I liked it. What?
You're speeding.
Yes, I am a little bit. Sorry. Sorry.
I'm saying this is the time of night when I'm going to have some speech rights right here.
True.
But, I did like it.
Yeah.
I like the family part of it. You get the story out of pictures, you get the story out of emotion. You get the story out of not saying this is what happened, even though you get a little bit of exposition because, you know, there is some dialogue when there's some audio in there. But you get the weight of a place with the visual of the actors. Lupita Nyong'o killed it. And the guy who plays Eric, I can't remember his name, also killed it. He's just like looking at her. It's just like,
you know,
I will help you.
What this is making me think of, there is, it won an Emmy, I think, an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show, called Hush.
Joss Whedon, Mer.
Anyway, the episode is called Hush, and I think there's a maximum of 30 words that are spoken in the whole episode, and the rest is a premise of, like, they all have their voices stolen, so the entire, 98% of the episode is a nonverbal. But this reminded me of that a bit because you're right. You're pointing out that they have to tell a story. They have minimal time for people to be speaking, and you have to. And so one thing I do want to point out that, and oh my God, the sweater in the picture, I was like, oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, the sweater exchange, because she's wearing his sport coat and he's wearing her sweater, which looks like a sweater that I got from my grandfather.
Yes,
and
it does.
The poem she wrote, because she's a poet. This is all spoilers. Lupita Nyong'o's character is a poet, and a published poet, and a famous poet. And she wrote a poem for Eric, the other guy that she just meets by happenstance in the middle of a crisis, and writes him a poem that he doesn't know until he sees it. About the cat!
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh! I lost it right there. I'm like, that was good.
That was very good.
And there's a, I won't spoil it because one person hasn't seen it, but in Quiet Place Part 1, there's a scene, and there's a similar scene in this movie at the very end. Mm. And Lupita Nyong'o takes the recording of her dad's music.
Oh, yeah.
And then unplugs the earphones from her old iPod so that it's blaring. And we see the alien coming to kill her, and we don't see it.
Yep, but you know.
And you know what happened. I mean, she had cancer. She wasn't going to survive. She was hospice. Hospice meaning that she was at the end of her life. Like, this is trying to ease the pain. It's trying to reduce the amount of stress as you die, because you cannot survive what you have. And she's grateful for having lived again. Mm-hmm.
And she's ready.
Goes out on her own terms.
Yeah.
And I am supremely thankful we didn't see that.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You don't need to see that.
And
it
I like
made
that
it
they
better
knew,
for
they
not
knew you
it.
Don't need to show it. They're like, you know what's going to happen.
Totally made it better.
Yeah.
You backing in, or?
I can back in. Do you want me to?
Yeah. How many riots there would be if the cat died?
Sorry, did you say you want
back
me
in.
To? Okay. I'm backing the truck in.
Yeah, how many riots would there have been had the cat died? She would be leading the riots. She would be, you know, Bolshevik Revolution, Teddy Roosevelt leading the charge.
One tweet only. Is there enough space?
Keep going.
All right,
so that's been the car ride home for A Quiet Place day one.
Yep, and I will probably watch the A Quiet Place, the first movie that was released, in the next 24 hours. So, yeah. Cool. Thank you for... You held my hand a lot, but you also laughed when I jumped, so...
It was awesome. I love it when you jump.
He loves it when I jump. It's disgusting. All right. Have fun with the movie, everybody. Bye.